Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Hall. Live and local. Chicago Sports Talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Snap back, four-man rush. Looking left. Pressure comes. Down he goes. They close it down. It's Robert Quinn around the left side of the Packer offensive line. The sack comes home and a seven-yard strike there. And it's third and 14 for Green Bay.
Nobody plays a perfect game, you know. But as I said again, like, when things happen, it's how you respond to it. And throughout the game, you know, you're going to have mistakes here and there, but you know, the good teams, they limit those mistakes, and the good teams find those mistakes that the other team makes and capitalize on them. So, you know, for us, it's not getting any easier for us, and, you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for us about whatever we happened last week. You know, this is an opportunity this week to go against another top team, obviously defend the champions in the league. So, you know, we have a good opportunity this week to kind of, you know, get back focus and, you know, play a good game hopefully this week. So.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. You heard the voice there of Alec Ogletree. So, Robert Quinn, we just played you that sack of his buddy Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers and Robert apparently friends. Is Alec, who's a friend of Robert's, also a friend of Aaron's? How does it work? I get confused.
How many defensive players can be his friend, really?
But Ogletree saying there that you have to play well against the great quarterbacks. And guess what? That is absolutely a true statement to make. And the next great quarterback is Tom Brady. And you better play well against Tom.
It's not often you play Aaron Rodgers and then the challenge gets tougher the next week. Mm. But this is one of those realities the Bears defense faces, because they go from one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to the greatest quarterback ever. And he's playing like it. And this Buccaneer offense is scoring 32.5 points a game. They're passing
good,
for
right?
340 yeah. yards per okay. game. They have weapons. They don't have Gronk, and they're doing it anyway, Mully. They have Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Fournette. They have an embarrassment of riches, and that's the challenge for the Bears defense. Now without Robert Quinn, Alec Ogletree played pretty well. He's been rotating lately with Danny Trevathan. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. But the Bears defense has gotten a lot out of Alec Ogletree. He's been one of the bright spots, and I think a nice surprise, I guess, I'd say.
He was in the building because he's friends with Robert.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Aaron come by and visit his friend? 312-644-6767. That is the telephone number. The Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Or visit BetQL.com.
The BetQL network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. Over 10,000 home and auto-connected devices and the BetQLnetwork.com.
We'll start with John. John's in Wisconsin. Hey, John.
Morning, John.
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah, hello?
Yep. Yeah. John, you're on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
Hey, I just have a comment. First of all, Olin is my hero. He's my hero. It's about time somebody from the Bears organization respond, in my view, a positive way of punching Aaron Rodgers in the nose. The bottom line is he made a comment that society is soft. Yes, in this politically correct world, society is soft. However, Aaron Rodgers must understand the NFL is soft also, because in real football back in the day, his comments would, that's all it would take to motivate any coach or any group of professional athletes. And the bottom line is somebody from the Bears need to get in that locker room and make it crystal clear when they go to Green Bay to play them in a few weeks that we're not going up there to hurt Aaron Rodgers or to end his career, but we're going to pop his ass so hard with a legal hit that he's going to think he's the fifth rock from the sun. We have to get motivated, and the Bears cannot, and the McCaskey family cannot take this sitting down. This is a direct insult to every Bear, every former Bear, and the Bears organization coming from Mr. Rodgers. I got another choice word I could use for him, but every time I use one of those choice words, you guys bleep me out. So I'll sit back and listen to your response. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Yeah. John's December 12th.
Not happy.
December 12th, the Bears get the opportunity to do to Aaron Rodgers what Olin Krutz would like to.
Yeah, listen, I don't want a Charles Martin a guy, okay? Let's get that straight. Remember, that's the guy that
picked up
Jim McMahon.
No one's looking to take a sucker punch at the guy. You can beat him at his home field. Yes. You can make him
metaphorically punch him in the nose.
Punch him in the nose metaphorically, and if you get a shot at him in the open field, take it. Not cheap, but if you can tackle him, you don't want to miss. And if you have an opportunity to sack him, or hey, you know what? If he wants to be a blocker, make him regret the decision.
Make him feel soft.
Yeah.
Let's try Kevin. Kevin is in Palatine. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. On the field, Aaron Rodgers is as tough as they come. He's as good as they get. But off the field, for this guy to use the word soft, let's talk about soft. He disowns his GM, rips his own team the whole summer, made it all about himself, which is a super soft move. Disowns his brother, disowns his parents, disowns every relationship he's ever had. Everything is all about him. You want to talk about a snowflake millennial who it's all about him, and this guy wants to challenge Olin Krutz? Give me a break. This guy is the typical. Look up snowflake in the dictionary, and his picture's there. Not on the field. But everything else, this guy is soft as wet Charmin. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. I think that Mark Murphy might say he's a complicated fella. Remember that? That's the way he termed it. You called him a prima donna. I called him a diva. Mark Murphy said he's a complicated fella. Mark Murphy is Aaron Rodgers' boss.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him like his woman. Shaft. Rodgers.
But he's a heck of a quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good player.
No doubt about it.
It's funny. He really did have a pretty rough offseason. I mean, just in terms of like his pouty kind of.
A lot of drama that he created. He wrote his own script. He created his own plot. And then he had to deal with the consequences of that. So there was nothing there.
And he has no relationship with his family. He has kind of disowned his brother and his parents, and it's weird. He's a weird cat. He's an interesting guy. He's got some thoughtful ideas, but he's a bit of a strange agent. And didn't he break the heart of that car racing girl that was a Bears fan?
Are you speaking on behalf of Danica Patrick now?
Danica Patrick.
Are you sticking up for her?
Yes.
Defending her honor.
She was hurt by the whole thing,
right?
Yeah,
well, she's a local, right?
Right.
She's a Bears fan.
Well, she used to be a Bear fan, and then she turned, and then...
Now she's back.
Now I hope she's back.
You welcome her back into the fold?
No. I wonder if...
Tadasta says no.
I wonder if she wants someone to pop them. Metaphorically.
I hope. Hope not. That's not productive. Beat him on the field.
Let's try December 12th. Let's try Tom. Tom's on the road. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Michael and David, just a quick thing. I still regret trading Nicky Madrigal, but that's for another day. My point is, if you guys watched the Monday night game, what I regret most, or what I think should happen to this Bears team, forget about offensive play calling Bill Lazor, even Tennessee. There's a scheme. There's a flow. Could you imagine what Bill Belichick or any professional coach could do with Justin Fields? I mean, it's just a shame when you watch all these other games and you watch the Bears, and it's not 101, it's kindergarten. I mean, this is not – I know they're ranked 30th. I get it. But if you watch that Monday night game, and I know we don't have an offensive line, but there's no, it's like a chess game. There's no flow to the game. We were running the ball in the first half, pounding it down their throats, and then we stopped. There's just no flow to the game. We got to get the tight ends involved. Allen Robinson's a top receiver. And I think Matt Nagy's coaching staff just has to go.
Thanks for the phone call. Thanks. A lot of frustration there. You mentioned Allen Robinson. You watch the Bears play, and I know that their offensive passing game isn't that sophisticated. It's certainly not working right now. I wonder how much separation he's creating. I wonder how much – when he is wide open, they don't see him, but I wonder how often he's getting open. Is that a fair thing to wonder about Allen Robinson's season to this point? Because you look at the advanced analytics, and I don't put a lot of stock in a lot of these numbers, but he's not creating the separation that typically number one wide receivers create.
Okay. I mean, I'm not arguing that, but if you threw the ball to him, I think he'd come down with it more often than not.
I agree with that.
I think that, you know, when you talk about using tight ends, they don't have tons of separation. You're not going to find guys running open in the NFL, but you got to be able to throw passes and they're going to come down with the ball. Look at Aaron Rodgers. As good as he is, he threw kind of a back shoulder pass to his tight end, and Alec Ogletree nearly came down with it.
Nearly.
But he threw that pass because tight ends are open even when they're not.
Well, that's NFL open.
Well,
and
that's
you wonder
what I'm saying.
The next step in evolution of Justin Fields as a passer is understanding what NFL open is compared to Big Ten open.
That's fair. There's no doubt about it. Let's try the Krabby Cabby. He is on with Mully and Haw. Hey, Cabby.
Good morning, fellas. As Chicagoans, I am highly disappointed in the both of you. You guys are completely soft, metaphorically soft, punching Rodgers in the nose. I mean, come on. If I am in that locker room or anybody within that locker room, there needs to be a bounty on Rodgers' head the next time they play. They need to take him out any which way by means possible.
Wow.
I mean, come on. What's wrong with you two guys?
Yeah, I guess we're not calling for a bounty.
They should bite him in the kneecaps.
Krabby Cabby.
How's that?
Yeah.
There you go, Dan Campbell. Sorry, Krabby.
So we're soft for not calling for a bounty on him.
Call for a bounty.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would a bounty go? What would taking Aaron Rodgers out go for these days? What would Greg Williams pay for that?
It's got to be 20K at this point. 25.
Probably so.
Just saying, the game has changed. These
so
guys
we're
make
soft
a lot
because
of money.
We're not calling for that.
I personally don't have that kind of cash.
Football vigilantism.
Shot of cash. So. I will put up a bounty on Dustin Rhodes. I'll put up 45 cents for someone.
You'd find 20 grand for that bounty.
Dustin will punch himself for 25 grand. Mitch. No, I don't want the whole Charles Martin thing. I don't want a guy picked up and crushed because there's a bounty on him and list of numbers on a towel.
Not the Charles Martin thing, but would you be okay if like Roquan Smith wore a towel attached to his belt and wrote 12 on it?
I think for the
aesthetics of it?
I think every member of the team should have a towel that has 12 on it and be standing there staring at him and just see who's soft and who isn't.
Getting his head a little bit, maybe?
Why not?
Use it as motivation. Go up there and beat Aaron Rodgers and then come home and
buddy of mine
do your
sent
job.
Me this T-shirt.
What?
The T-shirt is yellow, obviously, with green writing. And it's number 12, and there's an I inside the one of 12, and it says I still own you, and apparently it's selling like hotcakes
in Green Bay.
Apparently,
yeah.
So hot north of the Cheddar Curtain, you can keep it.
Okay, but that is pretty funny. Psycho is in Westchester. Hi, Psycho.
Hey guys, love the show. I'm not going to talk about the Bears. I really don't want to go there. I want to talk about the Blackhawks. Colleton's got to go. This team is more offensive challenged than the Bears, believe it or not. They got four equal strength goals all year, 5-on-5, and I'm sick of this. I mean, this team's better than what they were last year, and they haven't got a win this year so far, and They're struggling in 5-on-5, and it's just really very disheartening to watch them play. The missed assignments, the passing's terrible. Fleury's been a major disappointment. Laettinen's played better than Fleury so far, and I'm like, what's going on? And they stopped listening to this guy? I mean, I'm sorry, guys. He's got to go. They got to get a new voice in that locker room. And get off the phone and listen to what you guys have to
say. Thanks, Psycho. Appreciate it.
Good phone call, Psycho. They haven't led all season. Jeremy Colleton got booed last night and deserved it. I don't know where they go from here, but I do think they have a crisis on their hands.
That was epic last night. Kudos to the 300 level of the United Center last night for letting it rain down on Colleton like that.
Yeah, at least you can hear the people there. There's going to be a time that this continues where that's not going to be a full house, and maybe you won't hear people booing.
Did they mention that, David, in the broadcast, that there were actually like empty seats last night?
I'm not sure that they paid that much attention to it.
I thought I heard that. I was clicking back and forth between that and the baseball, and I thought I heard Sean McDonough say that there were some empty seats in the house.
All right, we got to get to the pick six. The pick six is next, but we really should talk about this as well because there's a lot of meat on that bone. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Do you like hearing Bears rookie Justin Fields admit he should have played better against the Green Bay Packers? Do you believe he's handling adversity well? Do you see an improving player or a struggling rookie?
You know, he's a struggling rookie is what he is. I mean, let's be honest about it. I think he is handling adversity well. I think that he's got a really good attitude about things. He's got a great demeanor. But is he playing particularly well? No, he's a struggling rookie. Rookie quarterbacks... Let me tell you the word. It's called patience. That's what you have to show. You have to understand. I don't know that we've seen it around here really ever, a quarterback develop and how that happens. This is kind of the process you have to go through. He's got to get used to the speed of play. He's got to figure out open versus NFL open. He's got to get rid of the ball. He can't drop back and get sacked. There are a lot of things going on that are good for him in the long term that he can learn from, but he doesn't appear like he's ready at this point to make a huge impact on the game. He just isn't, and that's okay because some guys get it right away and other guys take a little bit of time, and you got to remember what his age is and his experience level. I think he's going to be okay. I like a lot of what I see from Justin Fields, particularly the demeanor and the way he handles adversity. I think that's a wonderful quality in a quarterback.
But
he's struggling.
Yeah, he's definitely struggling, and I think you're seeing why the Bears were so deliberate in his ascension and all the conversation about how he should have been the starter from day one. They can't say it publicly, but right. We're seeing it publicly. We're seeing why. They don't have to say it. The explanation kind of speaks for itself. So that's part of being a rookie quarterback. So is he an improving player or a struggling rookie? Really both. He's getting better. You have to sense he's getting better. Somebody who has had his kind of success at the highest level in college and you see glimpses of it, you know that he's improving and he's going to be better for these experiences. He should have played better against the Packers, no doubt about it. He had a good start. He had a good finish. In between, there was a lot of shakiness, a lot of unevenness. So he has handled adversity well. The biggest asset he has right now is his command, is his poise, is his ability to deal with things in a mature way. He is a consummate professional, and that will serve him well because he's only going to get better.
Pick six on a house call for Roquan Smith.
Are you worried about an outbreak now that the Bears have Robert Quinn, Damian Williams, and wide receivers coach Mike Fury all out with COVID-19? Are you expecting Williams back on Sunday, or is it all conjecture without knowing the vaccination status of players?
It is conjecture. I don't know that we can responsibly talk about the vaccination status of players without really knowing it. And I think there could be valid criticism if we did, and I think we could look foolish if we don't. So I think there's somewhere in between there. All we know is that the Bears have three members of their organization unavailable for this week right now as we speak. And to me, does that qualify as an outbreak? Is an outbreak more than two? An outbreak more than one? That's an outbreak, because when it becomes three, you wonder about the multiplier. You wonder about who else they have come in contact with and what is the next shoe to drop. So there's reason for concern. I think we have to talk about this responsibly. And it's fair to question about the Bears overall organizationally, their approach to preventing this from happening, because publicly the comments to us seemed a little bit cavalier in August, and I think now we're seeing the results of that potentially. Is it cause effect? I'm not sure, but I think that's a fair question to ask.
Yeah, I totally agree with the way you put that, David. I think that it is a lot of conjecture, but I would say that when you get to three people, then you are having a little bit of an outbreak. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you worry, given one guy's in the wide receiver room, one guy's in the running back room, and one guy's in the defensive line room. I mean, these are different players than people that are always together and kind of locked together in a one area. So I'd be very concerned if I were the Bears. I'm sure they have had to go into enhanced protocols. I agree with what you said. You know, when we heard from the coach and he said he had done all he can do and he wasn't doing any more, that's great. But I bet you wish you had if this continues. And when you heard from the general manager and he said, I don't care about vaccinated status, I'm going to get the best players I can. That's great. But I bet you wish you had been avoiding this sort of thing. So here's hoping.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Dustin Rhodes. Here's what's happening. Bulls open up the season tonight right here on The Score. 5:45 pregame with Chuck. The Bulls are favored by 5 against the Pistons in Detroit. Last night, the NBA opened overall. Bucks got their title rings, and then they beat the Nets 127-104. The Warriors get a triple-double from Steph Curry in a 121-114 win over the Lakers. 76ers have suspended Ben Simmons for their season opener after a spat in practice. Doc Rivers had to throw him out. The Blackhawks open up the season 0-3-1. They fell to the Islanders 4-1. The Blackhawks get their lone goal with under 30 seconds to play. They host the Canucks on Thursday. You heard the guys just talking about it. Robert Quinn was placed on the reserve COVID list as a result of a positive test. Deion Bush has moved to the IR. The Bears will be back on the grass today getting ready for the Bucks, who are a 12.5-point favorite for Sunday's matchup, 325 down in Tampa. ALCS now tied 2 games each. Astros scoring 7 times in the ninth for a 9-2 win. Game 5 this afternoon, 4:08 first pitch. Chris Sale is throwing for the Red Sox. Cody Bellinger smacked a 3-run home run, bottom of the eighth, to tie the game 5-5 between the Dodgers and the Braves. Mookie Betts put the Dodgers up 6-5 for good. They now have a game. Braves lead this one 2 games to 1 game 4 tonight, 7:08 first pitch. Football returning to Wrigley Field November 20th, the date. That's when the Cats are going to host Purdue. Tickets are on sale at Cubs.com/football.
Pick six!
With the Bulls opening tonight, what are your expectations for the season? How many games will this team win? Will they make the playoffs? Could they vie for the NBA title?
No, I don't think they're vying for the NBA title, sadly. Could they make the playoffs? They better make the playoffs. I think they need to make the playoffs. Now, are they gonna have a play-in and then have to face, Milwaukee or the Nets or somebody? That's possible. But, the playoffs are bust, no question about it. My expectations are high. I think they have to be a playoff team, and I think it's high time.
They better make the playoffs. I think I said 44 victories. That'll get them there. And I think
so. Will 47?
47. You have very high ambitions for this season, and I think that's great because that's what we're going to see. We're going to see an entertaining team, a lot of new faces, a new collection. It may take them a while to get going. I don't think you're going to be booing Billy Donovan four games into the season, but I think it's going to take some time before the chemistry starts to be obvious. You'll see a lot of fun stuff tonight. I think you'll see Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, and Vooch. That's a great four guys to have as your foundation. You mix Patrick Williams in. Defensively, they'll be improved. They're not going to have a hard time maybe rebounding. I think they're a playoff team. They're not contending for the Eastern Conference title yet, but they have the core together. They can build around it and maybe have that ambition next year, but I don't think this season it's realistic. 44 victories is.
Touchdown Bears on the pick six, and that'll make everybody happy.
The Bears defense goes from Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady, who has a career 5-1 record and 105.1 passer rating against the Bears. Brady is averaging 340 passing yards and 32 points per game. Is the best approach blitzing Brady or playing coverage?
Well, I hope Jeff Joniak sounds that excited Sunday when he's doing the Bears game. I don't think he will, though. It's going to be a long day for the Bears defense. Well, do you blitz Brady? What's the best approach, blitzing or playing coverage? How about prayer? A lot of prayer, because it doesn't really matter what you do against Tom Brady. He's going to anticipate it and be a half step ahead of you. So my guess would be to play coverage behind him. I don't think you want to put your cornerbacks on an island against this receiving core. Besides Jalen Johnson, I don't know who you would trust to match up man-to-man. And, you know, Jalen Johnson's going to have his hands full if he's following Mike Evans everywhere. So I think it's going to be a tall order. Those are big numbers when you look at the passing yards and points per game. Tall order for the Bears defense. The only thing you can do is hope that they can overpower their offensive line, get to the quarterback, which is going to be tougher now without Robert Quinn.
Well, the Bears aren't a blitzing team. We know that. So they're not going to be blitzing them. And Tampa Tom is 0-1 against the Bears. Let's get that straight. When Belichick is coaching, the Bears have a problem. But it's Tampa Tom, they own that guy. And they will still own him on Sunday. Oh, well, maybe not.
A pick six to end the half!
What's your reaction to the Blackhawks' 4-1 loss at home to the Islanders last night?
My reaction is a lot like Psycho. I mean, when we were walking out of here, we talked about, is there going to be a press conference called if they lose this game too? I don't know that there's a press conference called today, but I think that, you know, when you look at the Bears, you wonder, will the Bulls be able to win more games than the Bears by the end of October? Apparently the Blackhawks can't. So that's a problem.
Sloppy. Defensive pairings aren't doing what they should be doing. The new players, a lot of good talent that is better than an 0-3-1 start. The goalie has been disappointing. There's no other way around it. I understand there are extenuating circumstances why he's put in these positions, but you just expected more. You expected him to score. I mean, goodness sakes, up until the final minute, they were shut out last night. Kane and Toews and DeBrincat and company. These are guys that should be scoring. Kirby Dach, you want to see more offense. You want to see tighter defense. You want to see everything that falls at the feet of Jeremy Colleton. Yeah, I understand why he was booed, because if I were there, I would have been inclined to do the same thing.
A pick six of 100 yards.
Yesterday, we asked a question about the next Chicago team to win a championship, but today is a similar question that might have a different answer. Who is the best coach or manager in Chicago?
Well, I think we can agree it's not Jeremy Colleton, okay? I think after establishing that, and I think after the first hour or so of the show or the first 6 weeks of the season, it's not Matt Nagy either. I guess it comes down to, you know, David Ross, Tony La Russa, Billy Donovan. I think that it's Billy Donovan. Tony La Russa, without a question, is the most accomplished coach or manager in town. Goes without saying, almost. David Ross is going to be a good manager. I think he's going to be a star if Jed Hoyer is correct. But I think Billy Donovan is more proven, and I have more faith in him to do with the talent he has, get the most out of that team. And that's why there's confidence in this bull season that starts tonight. Billy Donovan is the best coach in town.
Colleton, no. Nagy, no. Rossi, I'd like to cry uncle, but I'll say grandpa. TLR, totally grandpa. And that leaves Billy Donovan, best coach in Chicago. All right, that is the Pick Six.
Is that on his license plate? Totally grandpa?
I don't know. I've never pulled him over. It's hey, stop it. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Allen. Way for a long run, and it does. And it will open up to allow him to run all the way in for a score for Wisconsin. The freshman, Braylon Allen, extends the lead with exactly 1 minute on the button left in the third quarter.
Finish it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. That is Braylon Allen scoring a touchdown there, and apparently that didn't sit well. I don't know. What's your takeaway?
With Illinois
football?
Well, we heard from Illinois coach Brett Bielema yesterday. And
holy cow.
I think that I have plenty of thoughts on what he had to say. And this was the way he talked about his roster.
I just know this. As a head coach, you're only as good as your roster, right? I kind of learned that the first time I went to the Kentucky Derby, right? Nobody was betting on the jockeys. Everybody was betting on the horses, right? So to win the Derby, you got to have the right horse. And I think our players are going to be a reflection of what our program stands for. I stood at the front of the room last year when I took over and said everybody is invited back because of COVID. They gave me the opportunity to do that. But as this roster continues to transition, I've got to make tough decisions. Players have to make decisions. The roster is going to have to change to get to where we want to be to win a championship. So I recognize that probably midway through the spring last year, through the summer, just certain positions haven't maybe played out the way they envisioned them to. In particular, the offensive line, I don't believe we have a player in the two deep that they've recruited here over the last 3 years that is really significantly doing anything for us in the playing department. And that's a major concern, right? So that's something that we have to do. The top two quarterbacks that have played to this point are both transfers, right? So there hasn't been any development at that position is significantly playing right now. Isaiah was that guy, but he's obviously playing a wide receiver position in Deuce. So defensively, we knew there was going to be an evolution just kind of on the style of defense that we played. We got to definitely get a lot of bigger bodies, I believe, up front to get what we want to get done to play in this league at a consistent level. So there's things that we're definitely evolving every day. And as a head coach, I think I have to prioritize my recruiting.
Wow. Well, I mean, that is just, I that's wrong at every level. Okay, I'm running out. Here's my team, and I'm going to run them all off. That's what he just said. I'm running off every one of these guys because I want to make me look better as a coach, and I can't do it with players. It's not my fault. Obviously, you know I'm a great coach. I got to get rid of the whole damn team. That's what he said.
Direct shot at Lovie Smith, which is his predecessor, but that it goes beyond that. There are ways a college football coach can talk with candor about his team that's struggling. There are ways to challenge players publicly to motivate them, however you want to do that. This isn't one of those ways. This is regrettable. This is a bad look for Illinois football. This is Brett Bielema. You know, real talk, fine. This is college football. He's talking about these guys like they're making, you know, the veterans minimum on a 53-man roster.
Yes.
And you can say what you want about the direction college football has gone, and you would be right in talking about how big time it is and all the money that is there. These are still student-athletes, in air quotes, and these are guys that came to Illinois with the understanding that they were going to be on scholarship. Now, maybe they're not meeting your expectations. Maybe they're not living up to theirs. Your team is not where
Coach
you want it to be.
Coach them up.
That's your obligation. You have a responsibility, and you have a professional obligation to put a better to represent the university and your program in a more responsible way. That bothers me what he had to say. And I know, and I tweeted it yesterday and got some pushback from people saying it's out of context. You know what the context is? If you're around college football long enough, you recognize tone. I don't have to hear Brett Bielema every day of the week for every week of the season to understand what he said yesterday was wrong.
Well, I wonder how Josh Whitman feels. Because that's one of the things that he used to embrace, the idea that Lovey was a player's coach and that he cared about the students that were there and that they had brought in guys that were committed to the program and all. I mean, I heard all of that. Now you go and you get this guy, and he literally basically, he just told you, I'm running off every guy on the team. They better start, like the two deep on the offensive line, no one's helping, and they're not going to be. He's running
nobody's
off
helping.
Players. That is, like, we talk about that as one of the worst things that you can do. If a school has made a commitment to a kid, you bring him in and you do the best for the player, and you treat the player like he's what he is, a student, a college kid. And you try to coach him up and you try to get the best out of him and you do what's best for him in his life. You don't, I'm running out all these guys. Hey, college recruits out there, anybody, I got a lot of work to do. Come to me and I'll praise you because you're my guy. I didn't recruit these guys. I'm running them all off.
See, you can't do that because as much as we celebrate the empowerment of the student athlete, which is terrific for college sports, you can't then, on the other hand, applaud a coach who takes this approach to treating the student athletes like they are employees or like they're commodities or like they're professionals. They really aren't yet. They are treated, they have a lot of privileges that come with the scholarship, but you know, he's viewing a scholarship as 4 1-year contracts.
That's right.
But when you sign a commitment, a letter of intent, you're not looking at it that way.
No.
You do have the you do have the opportunity now, because of some restrictions that have been lifted, to transfer, if you will. But you have to – these are 18 to 22-year-olds. That's okay to change your mind, to change your destination, to change where you go to school and play and go on scholarship. But if you're a coach and you run a program like it's a 1-year contract each and every season, good luck.
Well, I mean –
good luck with that.
He's literally sitting there –
come on.
He's telling you, I've got to get a better team. I need a better guy. You know, you go to the Kentucky Derby, no one's betting on jockeys. I got a bunch of jockeys trying to play on the defensive line. I got to go get a better team, and then I can get the hell out of here. If I can win here, I'll be able to get my next job somewhere. That's what he sounds like when he says that.
And big picture, you can hear our concerns about what that says about Illinois football. In the short term, Mully, how'd you like to go to practice after saying this with the guys who say, okay, guys, let's have a good workout now. Let's have a good practice. Let's go out together and try to win our next game. If you're a player for Brett Bielema right now, how are you reacting to what he had to say about what he thinks of you?
They should have a bloody, mutiny, for God's sake. 312-644-6767. Rich is in Old Town. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm an SEC guy, so I was going to give you a little insight.
Okay.
On good old Bielema. When he left Wisconsin for the Arkansas job, he had the same story. You know, the previous coach left the cupboard bare. He's going to bring road graders. He had at Wisconsin to Arkansas for his offense and defensive line, almost identical to the speech he gave that you have on tape. Well, he got his own guys all right for 4 years and got annihilated by the speed and the quickness and the skill sets in the SEC, and they ran him off. They ran him out of Fayetteville and couldn't wait to get rid of him with his guys. So I wouldn't be real excited about his guys.
Well, that's a good point.
Thanks, Rich.
And I know he struggled at Arkansas, and I think he could get away with this at Wisconsin. But I don't know that he has the football capital accrued at Illinois, frankly, to be able to go out and talk in the way that he is talking. Real talk, if you want to call it that. And certainly Illinois fans are going to rally around this tough guy mentality. Fine. Good luck with that. But if you're going to take this approach, you better be at Alabama or Clemson or one of these programs where you win every year and you can justify and you can say, taking that approach. I don't think it's ever good to take that approach, Mully, but if you're going to struggle at a place like Illinois and it's your first year, that's a heck of a tone to set.
Yeah, I was heartily disappointed to hear that. And our thanks to the Big Ten Network for the highlight. Make sure we say that. All right, we've got we'll get back to your calls. We can talk about this. A lot of people want to check in. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.